Regular scheduled program. So we left off yesterday. We're just trying to read one Gemara. Very, very simple Gemara. Nothing to it. Chafdesim and Aleph and Baba Basra. The Gemara is discussing a very, very simple question. Whether the two Edim who walk into Beis Din and say that that they were eating the food, in a sense, by living in the field on behalf of the Machzik, can they be made such an act? Why should they not be able to be made? Why can't they say they lived in this house for 3 years? And therefore support the claim of the Matzik. So if you want to throw at us the possibility that maybe they consider to be Nagei Abedava. Why are they Nagei Abedava? Because they already paid the Matzik the rent. So if they paid the Matzik the rent, obviously they want to say that he's the one who's going to win the Torah. So we have to pull back and forth. Is that really considered to be Nagei? Not considered to be Nagei. So Taisus raises the question, what kind of Nagei is it? They have a Migo. Migo that the Aiden could have said that they paid off the Arer. So therefore, they're not forced to be made on behalf of the Machzik. They can't mean that I have no choice. I have to be made a certain way, because otherwise it's going to cost me money. It's not going to cost me anything. It's not going to cost me a penny, because I could just as easily have said that I paid off the Ma'aria. That was Tosas Kasha. So we spent most of the share yesterday giving the different Mahalchim and Rishonim why that's not considered to be a good Migo. So we had Tosas said one Migo, it's a Migo B already, Rabbi gave another answer. Then the Ramban brought us the Gemara and Kiddushim and Gemara Beis, Toshua Tessis. We had the three standard Mahalchim and Rishonim as to why this is in fact not a Migo. It's not a Migo, remember, the Melo is stuck with the original problem of the Gemara Beis. That was basically the thrust of the Sugya, which is the Gemara and Rishonim. We left off at the end of the Shia yesterday with the Tosas HaRosh. The Gemara and Rishonim closed the Tosas HaRosh. It attempts a fourth answer to this question, and it was this fourth answer that got the ball rolling yesterday. Comes to Tyson Rush and says, you know what the problem with this Migo is? Migo betrayed the Mlayam Rhythm. You cannot say Migo with two people. Atan, Gvar Mastumim, Shalat Tyson Rush. Migo, the concept of Migo, Bashneidim, does it is a non starter. So we stopped and we said, wait a second, is that true? Let's analyze this enough. So in order to understand the Tyson Rush, Mahavan, so again, we don't need the Tosas HaRosh. We have three good Mahalchim and Rishonim in our sugya. We got a Tosas, we got a Ramban number 1, we got a Ramban number 2. We're okay, we have no problem, but it's on the page of Tosas HaRosh. What are you going to do? Mishnah Mechubetz quotes it, so you can't ignore it. So we have to make sense of it. We have to understand one of the ramifications of this answer to Tosas HaRosh in our sugya. So this Tosas HaRosh got us mamish into a whole discussion about this principle of Migo betray. Yes, Amir, Migo betray, Lo Yom Rina. So let's recap for a moment. What do we know about this particular part of the sugya? This small aspect of the sugya, Migo betray. Yes, I mean a long reason. So basically, we had a group of Rishonim who developed this principle of Migo betray Le'amrina. What forced them to develop this principle was ultimately the Gemara Ksuba Stachet Ches yesterday, which again we spoke about here. Richas, we're not going to repeat now. Machas Mom, Machas Nefashas, etc. This led a group of Rishonim to develop this idea that Migo betray Eidim Le'amrina. So far, so good. Migo betray Eidim Le'amrina. We also pointed out yesterday that even though a group of Rishonim present this principle, they present it in radically different ways. Tosas presents this as a psychological principle, namely, Ein echad yadeh ma shebelev chavera. Therefore, there's something wrong with this Migo. The whole concept of Migo is predicated on the assumption that a person could easily lie. So a person could lie himself, but a person can't do the chadim to lie with somebody else so quickly. So according to Tosfos, Ein Echad Yodeh Ma Shebelev Chaveru is the underlying principle of Migo betray Eidim Lo Amrina. And the Ramban in Ksuba says, no, that's not the pshat. It's Migo betray Eidim Lo Amrina, because Eidim have to be able to stand on their own 2 feet, an idea that we also spoke a little bit about yesterday in a slightly different context. Eidim have to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. If they can't stand on their own 2 feet, then you finish. That's not considered to be Eidim. So according to the Ramban, the correct way, the correct syllable to emphasize is, Migo betray. So possible. But before we can go back to the Tosas HaRosh and analyze the relevance of this to our sugya, we're left with the kasha. We have to deal with this kasha right now. This is where we left off yesterday. Interesting. What do you mean Migo betray Lo Amrina? What do you mean Migo betray Eidim Lo Amrina? It's not true. That clout is just dead wrong. You Rishonim and Ksuba Stachet Ches Veveis, you Ramban who made up that cloud because you had a problem with Anusim Hayidim Achas Mamre and Nefashos, your cloud is dead wrong. You know why it's wrong? Because it's outright contradicted by which Gemara? Kedushim and Gimel Veveis. The Gemara says black and white. We're back to square one. The Gemara Kedushim says the Shalichim who are appointed to bring the money from the Lova to the Malva, they, comes the Gemara and says, Shalich Nasa, hey. So therefore they could be made that they in fact return the money. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean they could be made? They're the gay of the Dovar. And for the Gemara, no. Migo, they could say they gave the money back to the Lova. Therefore they're not the gay of the Dovar, and therefore they're Nevon. Happens to be, we all know that post Shavuos Heses, that's not true, but that's irrelevant. We're living in pre Shavuos Heses, we're before the year 300 right now. But Mi'ikra did, before Shavuos Heses entered into the scene, we are ma'amin these shlichim / edim based purely on the principle of Migo. The Rabbi say, Tosfos is wrong and the Ramban is wrong. Migo betray Amrina, and Migo betray edim, Amrina. The Gemara, this Gemara in Kedushin and Gimel Maday flies in the face of the cloud that Hashem developed in Ksuba Sefer Chasidus. How do you solve that problem? How do you solve that problem? So comes Tosfos in Ksubas. I was already sensitive to this. Tosfos in Ksubas, Tosfos in Kedushin. So Tosfos in Kedushin, Ksubas doesn't answer this question. Tosfos developed the cloud in Ksubas, but they don't answer the question. Tosfos in Kedushin and Gimel Maday is sensitive to this point and asks the question. What's Tosfos' answer? Who remembers? What does Tosfos say?
If there's a significant loss of money for the aiding, so even though generally one person doesn't know what the other person is thinking, people will know, if there's going to be a loss of money, so people will think of it.
There's a guy who thinks his head straight. I'm just saying, comes Tyson and says, it means basically it's tough to plan a lie. It's not so easy. Not so, but it takes a lot of coordination. For me to think what you're going to say, that we're going to hit it right out, we're going to be mechavim to each other, it's a little pashut to be mechavim to what somebody else is saying. However, if it's going to cost me a pretty penny, otherwise, I'm going to do a really good job. I mean, you better, I'm going to believe I'm going to be mechavim mashavaleh chaveirai. I'm going to work hard on this. I'm going to figure out exactly what to say to get me out of paying the money. And guess what? You're going to be mechavim exactly as well. We're going to go the extra mile to be mechavim mashavaleh chaveirai, because otherwise, it's going to cost us a lot of money. So comes Tosfos in Kedushin and after Gimel Maday's and qualifies the principle that they developed in Ksubas Daf Yudches. The Ein Echad Yodeh Mashav Lev Chaveiro is not an absolute. It has to be analyzed case by case. It depends. In Ksubas Daf Yudches and Maday's, the Edom don't have anything to lose. The Edom are being made about whether a certain shtar is kosher or not. The Edom are not balei dov, but they don't have quote unquote draw of their money. They don't have any financial interest at stake. So in Ksubas Daf Yudches and Maday's, just to expect the regular two guys to be so smart, to be so analytical, to really put in the extra effort to be mechavim mashav lev chaveiro, it's not going to happen. And therefore the Migo is invalid, and therefore Migo betray, what I mean. But if the consequences of not being mechavim mashav lev chaveiro means that you're going to get, take a financial hit, so then comes Tais and says, you'll be mechavim, and therefore in Kiddush from Gimel Maday's, it's going to cost you money. You got money from somebody. You can't figure out the right legal scheme. You're going to have to pay. Echad mechavim mashav lev chaveiro. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. Rabbi say, which Rishon cannot possibly take this approach of Tosfos? Which Rishon cannot possibly answer the question like Tosfos? Ramban, obviously. Why? Because according to Tosfos, the call of Migo betray Le'amina was in the psychological realm. It wasn't a halachic statement. It was a psychological size up. We analyzed, we took a survey of people, and we realized that it's hard for people to be mechavim mashav lev chaveiro. But there are exceptions to every study, and sometimes you can, i.e. there's a loss of money, then you go the extra mile to do it. So according to Tosfos, that the whole chisaron of Migo betray Le'aminan was never really halachic chisaron in the first place. It was just a psychological analysis of the person's inability to lie properly. We can overcome that. According to the Ramban, that it's a din. According to the Ramban, it's a halachin of chisaron. It's a gzeres hakosot. It's a din. There's a halacha that Adam can't rely on Amigo. So if that's the din, so then it doesn't matter what the purpose, what the role of the Amigo is. It doesn't matter what the role of the Adam are. It doesn't matter if the Adam are going to lose money, they're not going to lose money. Ein Migo the Adam. Finished. End of discussion. So Hadikush Luduchta. How could the Ramban in Ksuba Staf Yudches develop this cloud? Prove from the Sugi Duches Mudez that Migo betrayed Adam by Amigo. The Gemara says it in Kedushin and Gimel Maday's, and there's no way out. Like Tosfos chilaf with a balbatish teretz that sometimes they can't lie. According to Rabbah, no way's lying. It's not even lying. It's a din. Kach gemar halacha in Hilchos Eidos, Eidim can't rely on you. So what's the answer to this question, Rabbi Sam? So who asked this question? The Ramban himself asked this question. Everyone saw the Ramban. Which one about that put in the Ramakas? Put them in Ksubas from Ramakas? Rabbasu. What does Rabban say?
It doesn't apply in Ogev.
Who has Rabban here? Who has Rabban? Does there Rabban inside? What does he say? It doesn't apply what?
When we're in Ogev, in the case of Ogev,
yes. Yeah, why not?
Because.
Rabban doesn't explain fully.
He doesn't explain, yeah.
He asked the question, and there's no question he's not saying what Tosfos is saying. And the Rabban says, no, don't ask any kashas. Ogev, the Aegis is different. What do the words mean? Sister Kayer. What's the difference between Kedushin and Givim of Bays, where we accept the Migo, to take an otherwise puzzle A and make him kosher, in contrast to the Ksubas Tapitchas, where we take an otherwise puzzle A this and we will not make it kosher based on Migo?
At least the way I thought Ben Lam was saying was that it has to do when we need Migo to. When all you need to do is for the Migo to remove the status and give the Aegis away from you, then that's not a concern enough about the percent.
Yeah, I know that. That's what he's saying. Why?
Why? Because it has nothing really to do with the Aegis.
What do you say? Oh.
It has to do with his status as an Aegis.
Oh, okay. You're already 2 steps ahead. Okay? So I want to present the view of the Ramban in one or two possible ways. I want to try to understand, really to highlight precisely what is exactly the diktuk, what is the chiluk between Kedushim and Gimel Reveis, where we use Migo to accept an otherwise possible Aegis, whereas in Ksubas HaTikas we refuse to. L'chaor, one could suggest that this is a throwback to our age-old Chakira. Now, we don't want to have about a week. What's our age-old Chakira? We began at the beginning of the week. What's the nature of what? The psul of Megillah. Remember, we spent 2 days on what the nature of the psul of Megillah. Guys, I'll still try to scratch their heads and figure out why we spend so much time about that. If it hasn't really played up so much in us, so you will get what it's about to. We had a fundamental hakira. What's the nature of the psul of Megillah B'dover? Is Megillah B'dover really puzzled in Eidos as a Baldover? Or is Megillah B'dover, in a sense, a certain technicality called what? Chashash Meshachir. We highlighted this as a machlekes 2 days in the Rimagash. And we highlighted it as 2 days in the Raivit as well. Remember, the Raivit was Bava the Kashir, but the Master, but the Gimel, what happened to Chilos of the Psul, right? How come there's no din of Chilos of the Psul by the Gimel? Remember the case of Nidna, Sefer Torah, etc. There's no din of Chilos of the Psul. So one answer, the one that we spent a lot of time on, was the Raivit's Yisrael, the Baldova. Baldova's not an A, the monkey pshat, good, that's wonderful. But remember the first answer of the Raivit? Who remembers the first answer of the Raivit? Why is there no proper Chilos of the Psul when it comes to
To use your analogy beforehand about the questionnaire that the Edom has to fill out, Nogeh B'Dover is the little thing that's for the Dayanim to fill out, and what ends up happening is that Nogeh B'Dover is what he's saying now. We're not, whether or not we are willing to believe him.
Opposite.
The fact that we wouldn't have believed him yesterday is irrelevant because he's not testifying yesterday.
Excellent, very good. So basically, what do you say? Yosef, what do you say? You're saying that Nogeh B'Dover is not possibly Aegis. Nogeh B'Dover is a technicality that we as Dayanim, if we think the guy's lying, how can we accept the guy's lying? It's not that his Aegis is possible. It's not that he's a possible Aegis. Let me say, so comes the Raivit in his first answer, before he goes to Baldova route, which is more popular, the first route. But the Raivit is saying, is that the Dover is not a possible Aedus. It's not absurd. There's nothing wrong with Aedus. Aedus is 100% good. We got a problem. Our problem is, how can you, if we have questions, we have Sphakis, how can we go on? How can we have this entire run if we have Sphakis? If we could somehow get rid of those Sphakis, so then the Aedus would mainly kosher, because the Aedus was never possible in the first place. So therefore, Chilos of Psul is not going to bother us. The fact that 20 years ago we had a Chashash Meshacha, I don't care what happened 20 years ago. Right now, there's no Chashash Meshacha. And then they'll be able to do it. So L'chor, we can borrow that concept of the Raivit and plug it into this Ramban. We can say, what does it mean you can't use a Migo to be Machsher Eidus? What do the words mean? It means when you have a puzzle of Eidus in front of you, you have some real problem with the Eidus. You have some intrinsic problem with the Eidus. Let's say the Moshe. In the case of Ksubas Daf Yeches, the Edom come and they say, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamon. That is Apostle Edus. You know why that's Apostle Edus? What's wrong with that statement, Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamon? Ain't other Meisim Achor. That's not Mikvah's Edus. That's not a Chalesha Edus. to say I'm a nusin yumachlis moment, to say that I robbed a bank, to say that I killed somebody, that's not in my edus, that's in nothing. What do you want to do? You want to take Migo and transuse Migo with a zayal gom to a zacha and try to use a Migo to turn a possible edus into a kosher edus? What's screaming in my side? What shran chai v'kaim at you? No, I failed the posse this year. You can't do that. Edus have to be able to stand on their own two feet. Edus have to be able to stand on its own. You can't take apostle Edus and use Migo and outsmart the Rebbe Shalom and take apostle Edus and turn it to be kosher. You can't do that. Many years ago in Rosh Hashanah, we were, Rabbi Simon was involved, we were checking the Eruv. So one of the non-Jewish workers asked him what he was doing. So he was trying to explain to them, you know, what's going on. It's Saturday, we're not allowed to carry on the outside, so we put up strings, and we turned the outside into the inside. That was basically what he was trying to present what an Eruv is, which is pretty much what it is. So the person was looking at him and said, Rabbi, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. You think you're outsmarting? The Rebbe Shalom says, he knows that the outside is not the inside. That was his assessment of the Eruv. So that particular work was a brisker. He didn't offer me anything. So that's what the Ramban is saying, the same you said. The same you said. What do you mean? You're going to take apostle Edus that can't stand on its own 2 feet. It's an Edus the Torah doesn't accept, and you're going to outsmart the Torah, and you're going to come with a Migo and a Shach's Kloli Migo and Turim's Kloli Migo, and you're going to turn it to one. That's ridiculous. But an Edus which is an Egeh the Dover, it's not a Psul Edus. The Edus is a kosher Edus. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a little line. It's a good marshal. I like the marshal you gave. It's a little line at the bottom of the form that says, Dayan, by the way, before you accept this Edus, just make sure that they're not lying. That's a technicality. Make sure the Edus is true. If we could somehow circumvent that line in the form, if we could figure out a reason why that particular line doesn't apply to us, then the Edus stands on its own 2 feet. So that's one possibility with that certain path. Could one suggest another pshat b'das Ramban? How to understand what are those magic words of the Ramban? Those vague words of the Ramban. Perhaps the Ramban is saying as follows. Perhaps the Ramban is not even taking a stand on the 2 days in the night. Can't design the Ramban holds that no gevedavah is like a baldover, like the other day in the Rive, like the other day in the Rimagash. The gevedavah is a baldover. There is still a difference between super shechas and then give them a days. Even though both of them are fundamentally problematic in terms of Hilchos Eidos. What's the difference between the two? Who said this one? Who said those words? Yeah. What did you say now? Say we want to say.
I don't know.
Okay, good. Very well. Well said. Okay. This is what you meant to say, right? This is the following you said. You said it perfectly before. Whatever you said before, but fuck it. Okay, good. What you meant to say is as follows. There is a fundamental difference between the psul of Negev Dover, even though it's a psul of Al-Dover, and the psul of what? And the psul of Eina the Mesa Matur Rasha. What's the difference? One is the Chisar in the Hut, and the other is the Chisar in the Hut. No fill in the Uz.
One psul Eidun, and one psul the 18.
Very good. One is a psul of Eidus. In Ksubisat Yechas, the words that come out of this guy's mouth, Anusim Hina Machmas Momon, is not a statement of Eidus. There's no shit Eidus. On Megillah of the days in Kedushin, it's a Chisar Mitzah Ha'edim, that there's something wrong with this guy. You're a Baldover, you're a Negev Baldover, you're a slash Baldover, you're not a kosher Eid. So it's very nice to say arbitrarily, this is Eidus, this is Eidim, it sounds bristly, what's the punchline? Rabbi Isai, this din that the Ramban made up, he didn't make it up, he got it from Ksubas Dat Yuches, that Eidus has to be able to stand on its own 2 feet. What's the nature of that halacha? Apishnai Meidim Yochum Dover? What is the hakadara of that halacha? Apishnai Meidim Yochum Dover means that the Eidus has to be able to be independent. The Eidus, the statement that comes out of the Eidim's mouth, has to be able to stand on its own. And if it's not a kosher statement, then you got to start doing surgery to it, you got to start tightening it up and start sticking needles in the background and start propping it up to give it some oomph to it. That's no good. If the Eidim themselves need a boost, they can't make it amazing. He went to his way into amazing. He's got a problem. It's not the Eidim has got a problem. you could solve that problem. If you could get that eight on his open feet before he gets to base then, through amigo, through this, through that, through that, you could touch up that eight and turn him from being a postal eight to being a cursor eight. If you could do that work through amigo, hey, that's not a problem. That's not included in the exercise cost of Pishnai made in Yochum Dover, but the Avis has to be able to stand on its own. So there are two different ways of understanding just Dakas Tikachiva in this Ramban. What is the difference between Subis Takir Ches, when Miga betray Way Amrina? Whereas in Kedushin and Yom Avis, it's obvious that Miga betray Amrina. Is the Chiluk between the Psul Nogea, which is fundamentally not a Psul, or is the Chiluk between the Psul Hagava versus the Psul Liatis? So we're not sure which Nakuda the Ramban is honing in on, but one thing we know for a fact, he's not going Tosa's route. That is not a Shiloh. There's no question in the world that Tosa's trap cannot be read according to the Ramban, because according to the Ramban, the whole problem wasn't a psychological problem, it was a halachic problem. So everybody said, we're okay, we are in very, very good shape right now, believe it or not. No, we're in excellent shape, because we have no problems with the Gemara Subestav Yechazim Abeis. We believe the Rishon, the Rabun Shleim, there's a problem with Subestav Yechazim Abeis, he's written between the lines. Again, there's no Gemara that says that Omer Arashi Mino betray Lo Amrina. It's a deal that the Rishonim had. Why doesn't the Gemara involve invoke Migo to say Migo Ayinu Machmas and this is Machmas Malam? Migo we could have said Machmas Nefashis. It's a deal that the Rishonim. But we believe that Rishonim that deal is true. That Migo betrayed him. Migo betrayed however you want to form it is. However you want to formulate it is true. And even though at first glance it's contradicted by the certain tradition of Gimel Beis, we have three good Mahalchim. We have Mechalek, we have Taizis Mechalek, and we have a Ramban, one of two permutations in the Ramban. So we are in excellent shape. Most of us are in excellent shape. There is one Rishon that is not in excellent shape right now. And who is that? Which Rishon now is really, really problematic? Comes the Taizir Rashi, and has Sugi and the Shim Kubasis. Everyone saw the Taizir Rashi inside? Who saw the Taizir Rashi inside? Everyone saw it? The Tezer Rosh says, Migo betray Lo Amrina, and that's the answer to the age-old question from Vasuch of Tezer. Okay, we're learning from Vasuch of Tezer. We're only learning condition from Gimel and Ksubis Yuches to give us an insight into the Vasuch of Tezer. That's our role. That's our goal right now. So we have a Sujin of Tezer and Alhu of Vasuch, where the Gemara throws the book of these Edim, and the Gemara calls them Hani Edim, Negin Edis. Amalei Rabbi Yemar, right? Amalei Rabbi Yemar Ravashi, Hani Negin the Edusenheim. What do you do about that problem? To which Rav Ashi says, you're right, and they didn't pay the rent yet. But if they paid the rent, this is chayt l'yava. Omer Rabbi Rav Ashi, hani negim edusin. What do you mean, negim edusin? Migo. So Taisus gave his answer, and Rabban gave one answer, and Rabban gave another answer. And the Taisus Rosh tried to answer the question by saying, what's lurking between the lines in both Vasuch of Tezer and Aleph is that Klal of Ksubis Yuches and Rebeis. The Tezer Rosh looked at the Vasuch of Tezer and Aleph through the lens of Ksubis Yuches and Rebeis by saying, just as in Ksubis Yuches and Rebeis, Migo betray Le'aminan, so too in the Vasuch of Tezer and Aleph, Migo betray Le'aminan. That's the answer to the question. Rabbi Sai, why is it that a Rosh Tzorech Iyun Godel Ad Me'oy? No? The Gemara in Subas Yitches and Mebeis must be qualified. It cannot always be true because Kedushin Mem Gilo Mebeis contradicts it. So we have three good Mahalchim to explain the answer between the two sugyas. We have Tosfos Pshat, we have Ramban number one and Ramban number two. We have three good Biurim. According to all three of those Biurim, the Tosfos Rosh just struck out to Rebbe Basra of Tesem and Aleph. Why? Is Chavtes Amar Aleph closer to Ksubis Yitches, or is it closer to Kedushin Mem Gimel, Rabbi Sai? It's the same exact thing as Kedushin Mem Gimel. Go through the Cheshbon. According to Tosfos, is it the same as Kedushin Mem Gimel? According to Tosfos, what's the factor, whether you say Migo betray or not? One factor alone. Is it going to cost you money or not? Is it going to cost you a pretty money, Migo betray Amrina? Rabbi Sai, is it going to cost you the money? You better believe it. So according to Tosfos, there's no question. And Chavtes and Aleph, Migo betray Amrina. The same as Kedushin Mem Gimel Beis, Migo betray Amrina. According to the first B in the Ramban, whenever you have a psul of Nogea B'davar, so you automatically say Migo betray. No question about it. But Rabbasu Chavtes and Aleph is a psul of Nogea. Migo betray Amrina. According to the second B in the Ramban, when it's a psul of Negev and not a psul of Nechevtza, Migo betray Amrina. Rabbasu Chavtes and Aleph is a psul of Negev and not a psul of Nechevtza. Rabbi say, Bein Lefi Atosus, Bein Lefi Ramban, beer number one, Bein Lefi Ramban, beer number two. it is incorrect to apply the klal of mikra betrayal and amrinin of ksubis yeches to bava basachov test. The correct gemara to apply to bava basachov test is kedushin mem gimel amud beis. Therefore, the finest IT divrei atay sarash is tzrichim in global avod. I have absolutely no way to be miyashin this place in rush. So as an idea, if it comes to you, you let me know. I'll be more than happy to hear you. But when you read those, everyone read the Tazer Rush? It was one line of Tazer Rush. Okay? Who read the Tazer Rush? Okay, Ben, so you read the Tazer Rush. When you read the Tazer Rush, what you should have asked is, wait a second, hold the phone. Is that a correct application of Migra Betrayal Minun or no? So the only way to understand is that correct or not is to analyze Migra Betrayal Minun, look at the Gemara's and Kedushin and Ksubis, don't they contradict each other, three Biurim, and realize that the Tazer Rush is Mamish batting off of three. According to none of the Biurim that we have, does the Tosfos Rush, what he says, have any relevance in our sugya? He can't answer everything, I don't know. Anyone has any answers? Food for thought? Think about it a little. It's a long weekend. So think about it over the weekend. You come up with any ideas. She's not over yet. Just think about it for a while. Okay? Tzarchi, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Sometimes it's worth it to ask a question also. Everybody say, let's continue in the sugya. So we're convinced Rav Yemer had a Gevalik Akasha, Hani Nogi Medusanin. And Rav Ashi said, it's a great Kasha, except we got the wrong case. Rav Ashi said, Dayani Shfile Hachi Vein Adami. We'll leave that with that particular compliment, because it wasn't such a compliment. Mila Yaskina, go to Nikiti Agabesa, the Amid Laman Leisve, comes Rav Ashi and says, you Rav Yemer basically misunderstood the whole city. Comes Rav Ashi and says, you Rav Yemer, you thought that the case is they already paid the rent? They haven't paid the rent yet. They haven't paid the rent. They haven't paid the rent. So in the middle, there's no negabed over. And that's the answer to the question. Atkan de Ravashi, look over Atkan de Ravashi. So the only way to do the Ashi, the only way again, trying to figure out what's the Chesed Gimel Shon. How can you have Chesed Gimel Shon be over Leilas? So the only way to do it, Isaiah Socharim, is the Socharim have not yet paid the rent. If you paid the rent, you negabed over and finished. The story's over. Atkan de Ravashi. So come to Rishonim and Abada with a very technical question with this stage of the Gemara. How come I ask you none, the Sochim haven't yet paid the rent? Come to Rishonim and say, wait a second, that answer is overkill. You know what? You're trying to create a Cheskes Gimel Shonim with anyone not Nagev Adavar, but having the Sochim not yet paid the rent, you know what you just did? You just undermined what? The entire Gimel Shonim. There's no Achilas Gimel Shonim. What is Cheskes about to mean? Cheskes Gimel Shonim, Achilas Aperis. Achilas Aperis means, let's say, if you have a chazak on a field, so I go into the field, I live in the field, I'm manna from the field, I eat the fruit for 3 years, and now, that's called the Cheskes Gimel Shonim. What would be the equivalent of Cheskes Gimel Shonim in a house? There's no fruit growing in the house, but I live in the house. That's cool. The Dira of Abayas, the Rishonim have phrased, the Dira of Abayas is the Achilas Aperis of Abayas. So when somebody's living in the house, that's called the Cheskes Gimel Shonim. I have a problem. What's my problem? This case that the Gemara is saying, Hachal Ma'eskin, the Machzik himself is not living there. Who's living in the house? He's renting out the house. He's the landlord, this guy. He's not living. He's got his own house. He's renting out this house to somebody else. So where's his Achilas Peiris Gimel Shonim? Forget about Megibda. Forget about Migo. Forget about everything we've been talking about for the last week. Where's his Achilas Peiris? What's the answer? When the first of the month comes, and he picks up the month's rent, he picks up the check, that he deposits in his account, that's the Achilas Peiris. So Achilas Peiris in a field is a little eating of the fruit. Achilas Peiris, if I personally am living in the house, is the living in the house. If I'm renting out, that's fine, that's okay. It's also called an Achilas Peiris, but it's only called Achilas Peiris when I'm there from the house, I'm there from the house, when I get the paycheck, when I get the rent, month's rent. So, kum, the Rishayim, and then ask a kasha. The problem now. You just violated overkill. You're trying to salvage this Igulus by solving the Mugaya problem. They say they haven't paid the rent yet. If they haven't paid the rent in 3 years, who's the Achilles Peiris? Who would? The Masih wasn't ended yet for the last 3 years. That's not the Achilles Peiris. It's not a Chazak of Bechlau. I can't kush Yisrael Rishonim. Yisrael Rishonim was so bothered with this Kasha. They were so overwhelmed with this Kasha that the Ravid reinterpreted the whole Gemara. And the Ravid said that it doesn't really mean that they totally didn't pay the rent yet. You know what it means? What does it mean? What? Let me get back. They wrote a check, or whatever it is. Chacho, whatever you want to call it. It's the Lemaisa, it wasn't paid yet, but it was paid. It means vis-a-vis is a call that the Maskir was Nene, that the Maskir was Nene. He was Nene because he got the IOU already in his hand. That's what the Chilas Aper is. But it's still, now they're not called the Gez Dover because the Maskir, they haven't shelled out the cash yet. They haven't paid yet. So therefore, you have to kick it here. Namish, the rabbi walks, Namish, a tightrope in the Sugya. He's so bothered with this Kasha that there's no Chilas Aperis on behalf of the Maskir because he hasn't received the rent check yet. So Achamais didn't, he did accept it. And he didn't really accept it because if he accepted it, then it's So we created this somewhere in the middle. So most of the Rishonim, the Rubdur of the Rishonim say that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't address this issue. The Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered with this issue. Why isn't the Gemara bothered with this issue?
According to the writer, so we're going to say that the Machzik has a promissory note from these records. Yes. So now say the land's established in the Rishus of the Mar.
Right.
So this now guy.
The Shachov, you rip it up. It's worthless.
Yes, but it still exists, and they know that. And who's saying that he will rip it up?
No, but it says on it that I'm hereby committing myself to pay you $1,000 rent because you were the rightful owner of the house. So if you're not the guy, he read the small print before he signed. So come most of the Rishonim and say, well, here's from here. I just said, there is, it's interesting, it's innovative, but it's not the Pshat. It's more the Chlal of the Pshat. So what's the interesting factor they say? So we misunderstood something. We thought that how could it be, how are you talking that I am quoting what we master in the house, but I'm not really living there myself. I'm rather renting it out to somebody else. I'm the absentee landlord. I'm nowhere near. So where's the Chilas Aperis? So we thought the monthly red check is the Chilas Aperis. Come to Rishonim, the Rashba, and others say, that's not true. You know where the Achilles Paris is? Where's the Achilles Paris? Point to me the Achilles Paris. Not the money that I'm depositing in my account. Where's the Achilles Paris?
Rashba's in the house.
What?
He's in the house.
The person is living in the house. That's the Achilles Paris. We got the wrong guy. That's the wrong guy. He's not claiming that the house is his. I'm claiming the house is mine. So where's the Achilles Paris? So come to Rishonim and say, his living in the house, Dira Babayas, is considered to be an Achilles Paris. He's doing it under my authority. I'm the one who gave him permission to live in this house. He is, in theory, going to pay me at some point. He hasn't paid yet. But he's living clearly under my direction. So that's, quote unquote, what is some Rishonim you can go as far as saying? Shlichos, Shluch Shom Kabayso. He's like, Elu, I'm living in the house. The Rabbi said, I know some Achronim make a whole to-do about some Rishonim use the notion of Shlichos here, and Rishonim live out the Rishonim. It's very hard to believe any Rishon really mentioned this. I have this question. Let's say I'm the Maksim, okay? And I happen to rent out the house to Goyim. It happens not to be Shlichus for Goyim. You say, oh, the din is different. If I rent out the house for Goyim, if I rent out the house to someone who's not in the parish of Shlichus, then this din doesn't apply. I think that's ridiculous. The Rishon didn't mean Shlichus. That was out of, borrowed Lashon. What did the Rishon mean? The Rishon meant that you're doing it on my behalf. You're doing it for me. You're being authorized by me. You don't need to form it's not a fresh true mitzvah. There's not getting any kedushin. You don't need to form within shlichus. The Rishonim just used it as a mashal b'alma. That with the halachic view, you're achilas peiros as my achilas peiros. You're dear b'bayis as my dear b'bayis. And you don't have to come onto the monthly rent check to be labeled as the achilas peiros. That's what most of the Rishonim say. Good. So if Tum Hachem and the Rishonim, how do you get around this dilemma? If Rav Yehima or Rav Ashi gave this new akim to Hachem Asim, they didn't pay the rent. Where's the Chilas Paris? They arrived at his pshat, and Rav Yerushalayim had their pshat. Good. So far, so good. Rabbi says one last akud in this sugya. Comes the Gemara and says, I have an akimta for you. This is the case. This is the only case in the books to avoid the problem of making every dollar. Hachem Asim, they didn't pay the rent. Come to Yerushalayim and say, let's outsmart the Gemara. Let's think of another case. Let's think of a similar case, but not quite the case the Gemara said. The Gemara said the Imam shouldn't pay the rent yet. Very simple. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, I'll give you another scenario. The halacha proven that they're not paying the rent. What is that? They got the money back. So they paid the rent. The guys haven't paid the rent for 3 years. They haven't paid the rent. Every month, July 1st, they pay the rent. Every month, first of the month, they pay the rent. And now the case is coming to a dentira. And now, all of a sudden, developed the shugim. We realize they paid the rent already. Amalei Rav Yehima, Rav Ashi, Hananegin, the Eidus. These guys are not going to be able to be neged. So what does the Maksik do? The Maksik is smart. What does he do? He's a real conniver. He takes 3 years worth of rent, and what does he do with it?
Yeah.
He gives it back. He says, take the money back. Make it up he didn't kill you, you didn't pay the rent yet. Easy come, easy go. Imagine the landlord calls you up and says, by the way, I'd like to give you a refund 3 years worth of rent. Now, it's evil they haven't paid the rent. If they haven't paid the rent, so now they're no longer no Gebi Eidus, and if they're no longer no Gebi Eidus, the caution to be made that the Machzor is going to win the case. So says Rabbi Yonah, could you pull off such a stunt? Is such a thing possible?
Why isn't that like being
paid? Oh, what's happened? Hold on. This is Rabbi Yonah's passion. The Rashba quotes this Rabbi Yonah. The Rashba quotes this. You see who you quoted from? Yesh Rabbi Seinu. Neche Nefesh. You see that phrase?
Yeah.
Who's that? Rabbi Yonah. Rashba's primary Rebbe was Rabbi Yonah. Yesh Rabbi Seinu Neche Nefesh. Look at the Elias Rabbi Yonah. Now Sugis Rabbi Yonah says it. Rabbi Yonah raises this question. Rabbi Yonah says, let's ask about the Gemara. Instead of saying that they didn't pay the rent, they did pay the rent, like normal people pay the rent at that time, and Achamas Gila got the money back, and sure, it's Gila, if he didn't, they didn't pay the rent. What could possibly be wrong with that? Says Rabbi Yonah, I'll tell you what's wrong with that. What's wrong with that, Moshe? Tell me what's wrong with that. Two words. Tell me two words. If you said it, two words, get it right. Two words. A halachic category. Two words. What? One of those words is right. The second word, the first word is the second word, with a base in front of it. Give you a hint. Kuf kof ches and menachem baba basra. Tchiloso be. Pipsul. You know what I meant? Psul. Tchiloso be psul. Isn't this a violation of Eidus, which is tchiloso be psul? Anyway. The Eidim are coming right now, January 1st, 2010. They're coming to be made that for the last 3 years, they've been living in this house. Right now, Baruch Hashem, on January 1st, 2010, they're partially Eidus. You know why? They're not going to give anymore. Because yesterday, December 31st, they gave all the money back. So they're being made at a time when they're partially Eidus, but they're being made on the last 3 years. On the last 3 years, they had not given the money back. So in the last 3 years, at the time of the Rias HaMais, in effect, what were they? At the Rias HaMais, it was a Negevedover. You have somebody who was Chilosel, the Psul of Negevedover, the Sefer B'Kasheris. So Frekter Ben Yaina, why don't we apply the Gemara in Bava Basta, Kuf Chav Ches? What does the Gemara say? If a person saw his father-in-law break a window, and now, before he gets to Beis Din, the father-in-law divorced his wife, the Gemara says he cannot be made on behalf of his father-in-law. He can't be made against his father-in-law because the Rias HaMais was the Psul. That was the Gemara. We talked about this so much this week, right? Hold on, Moshe, what's that? Chilasa b'psul. So, Frekter ben Yaina, how can you tell me this stunt, this game is going to work? Take a play that it's a problem, Chilasa b'psul. And Frekter ben Yaina, what? No. Which Gemara does Rabbi Yaina pull out of his pocket? Don't ask me from Baba Basra Kukov Chesem and Aleph because I'm going to answer you from Baba Basra what? Don't ask me from Kukov Chesem and Aleph. What? That's what you meant. Ear, the ear, you meant. You meant the ear shenigma. Don't ask me again. Don't ask me from Kuf Kof Chesem and Aleph from Tizid Din of Chilas and Psul, because I'm going to show you Baba Basra and Gimel and Aleph, which says when you're dealing with the Psul of Negevedavar, which cloud doesn't apply? Chilas and Psul doesn't apply to Negevedavar. Remember? The Sefer Torah, Shenigna Bohem Sefer, Ear Shenigna Bohem Sefer Torah. So as long as they move out of town and they have no more Shaykhs to the case anymore, they can be made. Who asked the kasha in that Gemara? No, the Rebbe said, come on, let's wake up everybody. The Rebbe asked the kasha, what happens to Chilas and Psul? The Rebbe goes up, two different terutzim. Either Chashash B'Shakir, or Baldover, it's a non-aid, it's a monkey. Whatever the answer is, well, Chaser terutzim. At the end of the day, the halacha is that Chilas and Psul doesn't bother us when you're dealing with the Psul of Negev, the Dover. So this is Rebbe Yehuda, you have to think like Rebbe Yehuda, right? Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda. I don't think he writes Shari Tshuva, but he's trying to figure out this crazy case over here. So it comes up in the end and says, what would that look like? Look at this demon comes up in the end. That the two aides, they want to be made, they paid the rent, but they got the money back. They gave the money back. Is that good? Is that no good? So Zepter Ben Yehuda, let's analyze the Shaila. So Kufkav Chesem and Avim Baba Basra points in a direction that they're not Ne'amah because it's Chilasim Apsul. But that's offset by Baba Basra and Gimel and Aleph that Chilasim Apsul doesn't apply in Ogeh B'Dover. So comes to Ben Yehuda and says, guess what? You know what Allah is? Believe it or not. You'll never believe this one, says Rabbi Yehuda. It's okay, they can be paid. And no problem. Azoy Zokter Ben Yehuda, Paskin Lamaisa, that just as in the case of the Gemara, just as Rav Ashi's solution to Rav Yehmar, if they didn't pay the rent, they're not going to give the government, therefore they're kosher. Zokter Ben Yehuda, if they paid the rent and returned the money, that's also okay. And don't be bothered with Chibas of Mitzul. That was what Rav Yehuda held Lamaisa. The Rosh recalls for Rabbi Yonah, everyone appreciated the significance. So you began to understand Rabbi Yonah, we didn't understand Lech Sugya. Everyone knows why we learned the first Sugya as the introduction. If we didn't know the Raivim, we didn't know the Rebagash, we didn't know the Gemara's and Kufaches, we didn't know everything we were talking about, so then this Rabbi Yonah would have gone right by us. It may have gone right by us even with all those Marvin covers. At least we have a fighting chance. What do you say to him, right? Got the Rabbi Yonah? Comes the Rashi and says, "B'mechilas kov and achilug and Rabbi Sein and Mechia Nefesh or Ben Yona." I don't think he's right. You know why? What?
He did him a favor by giving it back to him. So
the quote. Who knows the quote? Something rotten in the state of Denmark or something. The famous quote from Macbeth. Hamlet or Macbeth?
Hamlet.
Okay, forgot one of the two. Okay, it's been a long time. Something rotten. What does that mean? Something doesn't sound right over here. Listen to what's going on, guys. Come on, some of you guys can be a lawyer someday. Listen to what's going on over here. Here we got this machzik. He's trying to find Adam, who are going to be made in his behalf. He's very smart. He learned from the Basra Chavtesim and Allah. He realizes the only Adam he's got to be made in Yom HaLeilos happens to be his tenants, who already paid the rent, so they're not gave it over. So the guy's thinking, he mapped his head against the wall. How are they going to figure out a way to make the person not gave it over, to remove the soul not gave it over? So he finds Rabbeinu Yona, very, very from Chodesh El was learning every Rabbeinu Yona, and he found his Rabbeinu Yona teaching how to get Ghana. So he found Rabbeinu Yona, and he tells me, give them, listen, this is the eighth Rabbeinu Yona, whispers in his ear, give the money back, and by giving back the money, you'll now be machshed them as Eidim, and they'll turn around and be made on your behalf, and then what are they going to do for you next week? They give the money back, of course, they're not going to get up. Before Rosh Hashanah, they're going to pay back all the rent again. Shalom Yisrael. It says the Rashba, this is crazy, this is ridiculous. What's the halachic term for this? Blank Adam go on his own. I'm going to give Adam back the money. What am I telling him? Moshe, here's a check of 3 years of rent. Here it is, I'm just asking you one small favor. Do what? What am I asking you to do? Come testify for me. What do we call everybody? Say two words. This is not Secher Eid. This is not Nirka Secher Eid. In the Secher Eid, none of these are. Comes the Rashba and says, we cannot accept this in Beis Din. So, Rabbi Sai, what did the Rashba say? The Rashba said, in terms of oneness, Rabbi Yehuda is right. His analysis of Baba Basra, when Gimel and Kuf Kaf Ches is 100% right. In terms of Hilchas, pure Hilchas Eidus of Chilas and Mitzul, Rabbi Yehuda is 100% right. But he can't be right because it just looks like the worst case of Secher Eid possible. Rabbi Sai, there's one last Rishon on this sugya. I didn't put it in the Maamar Kamos. I have to be honest. You know why I didn't put it in the Maamar Kamos? Because when I was preparing the sugya, I forgot this Rishon exists. And I remember the Rishon. I didn't remember what he said. And I was just looking the other day at my notes from Kedushin Rav Gimel Mebeis, where we learned about the Yehuda Yeshiva, and I realized then I had quoted this Rishon. So this is an addendum to the Maamar Kamos. It's a Ritva on Kedushin Rav Gimel Mebeis. The Ritva in Kedushim Rav Gimel Mebeis is called to collect his item from Rabbeinu Asher by Rabbi Meshulam. That's who he's quoted as. Rabbeinu Asher, not the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher by Rabbi Chiyah. I think it's Rabbeinu Asher by Lumil. Anyone here know a little bit of Jewish history? Is this the right one? There was a Rabbeinu Asher from Lumil, and there was a Rabbeinu Meshulam from Lumil. And I'm just guessing that it was his son. Maybe you can make it. Provence, Lumil was in Provence. Am I right? Anyone know? Let's see what everyone wants. Okay, so comes Rabbeinu Asher, comes Rabbi Asher, as quoted in the Ritva and Kedushin, and says an unbelievable yisoid. You guys won't believe it. Comes Rabbi Asher and says that for the psul of Nageya Bedavar, chilas of a psul is a problem. Chilas of a psul passes by the psul of Nageya Bedavar. Which Gemara led all the other Rishonim not to say that? Who remembers? The Masa and Gimel, right? The case of the Stolas and the Tire, right? The case of the Yosha and the Gimel, right? Comes with an washer and says, hold on, guys. Comes with an washer and says, that's not Nogea Bedavar in Baba Basa and Gimel. What is that? We're all citizens of this city. I'm a taxpaying member of the city, and something gets stolen in the city. What am I? I'm a Baldover. I'm not a Nogea Bedavar. I'm a Baldover. I want a Baldover. Zokte Ben Washer. By a Baldover, the psul of Chilas of psul doesn't apply. You know why? You know why? Why doesn't the psul, why doesn't the Chilas of psul apply by a Baldover? You won't believe this one. You know why? Because he's a what? He's a non?
A.
He's a non A. He quotes the Ravid of all people. He quotes the Ravid of Machis, the Vav of the Beis. Since he's a non A, he's a non A. It's A to Shabbat, the Tosbal Kul doesn't apply. The Tosbal Kul doesn't apply to a non A. Chilas of psul doesn't apply to a non A. That's all the Gemara Baba Basra and Gimel said. How dare you, Zucker Ben Osha, jump from Baldover to Nagia Bedover? And Nagia Bedover is an aid. And Nagia Bedover is a lot. He's an aid. He's an aid. He's an apostle. And therefore, Chilas of Bipsul would apply to him. Nimzat Kavar Apostle would apply to him. Maybe Shabbat Mitzvah Bodhaku would apply to him. He's not a Baldover. Do you realize what Rabbi Osha just said? Rabbi Osha took on all the other Rishonim from last Sugya. All the other Rishonim from last Sugya assumed all the other Rishonim. 2 days in a row. We only have 2 days. The 2 days in the Raivin and Mem Gimel and Baba Basra assume that Nogea Bedover is not subject to Chilas of Psul. For one of two reasons. Either because it's a Chashash Mishak, and therefore once you remove the Chashash Mishak, you're okay, like we said before. Or because the Nogea Bedover equals Baldover. But even though they had a Machlokes, 2 days in the Raivin were arguing what the nature of Nogea Bedover was, they couldn't figure out, the 2 days in the Raivin couldn't figure out whether Nogea Bedover equals Baldover or doesn't equal Baldover. But the common denominator between both answers was that Chilas of Psul doesn't apply. Because the Ravid viewed Mem Gimel and Aleph in the prism of Nagei Bedover. Doesn't matter what you love this in Nagei Bedover, the common denominator is Nagei Bedover is not subject to Chilas of Psul. Comes to Ben Osher and says the exact opposite. Says, no, Nagei Bedover is subject to Chilas of Psul. I, Mem Gimel and Aleph, Mem Gimel, so it's not Nagei Bedover, that's Baldover. So at the end of the day, everybody said, we have three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. We only have two, and now we have three. Three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. What's our take on Chilas of Psul vis-a-vis Nogea? Is Nogea Bedover shaykh to the din of Chilas of Psul or not? So you have one day in the rabbi says it's not because of the nature of Nogea Bedover such that it's just Chashash Meshachet. Second day of the rabbi is it's not because the nature of Nogea Bedover is Baldover. The third is it does apply. There is a din of Chilas of Psul and it's only Baldover who's Mufka from the din of Chilas of Psul. That's the collector's item of Ben Osher Ber Meshor. Take a look yourselves. Ritva Daf Mem Gimel on the base. Both have been Asher from Ben Mishul. No one has a Ritva here, right? Ritva Kedushin. Not a chance. Okay? I didn't think so. No one's got it on the computer, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I have to get it, though.
Can you get it? How long will it take you? We'll give you a minute. Okay, I'll talk to you, tell me. Okay? So, by side, according to this Ritva, according to Ben Asher from Ben Mishul, does the discussion that the Rabbi Yaina and the Rosh Bahab and Asu even get off the ground? Does it even start? Not at all. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah and Asu, you are both assuming that the halachic problem of Chilas of Psul is not in the cards. We don't have to worry about the halachic problem of Chilas of Psul. The only thing we got to overcome is there some kind of a funny thing going on here about Chashash Meshachir. So according to, some funny thing about Sechir Edim. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he ignored that Sechir Edim story, and he says that Chilas of Psul doesn't apply, and therefore you're home free, they can return the money, and then be made and show money. And the Rashba said, no, Buck stops here, you can't do that. It doesn't look like it. Looks fishy. Looks funny. But both the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yehuda were looking at the Sugya and saying, Chilas of Psul? What does that do then? Chilas of Psul is irrelevant. Rabbi Gimel and Aleph already has committed to the fact that there's no good Chilas of Psul. Why? Either Rabbi number one, Rabbi number two, I don't care why it's irrelevant for our purposes of our Sugya. Rabbeinu Asher took the entire different approach to the Sugya and said, no, stop. Stop the question. The question is an invalid question. You want to be Maksha the Edom? Sorry, Charlie. It's possible in a Torah because of Chilas of Psul. So at the end of the day, we have three Mahalachim in the Rishonim. What do you do at the end of our Sugya? When all the dust settles in our Sugya, the Gemara says, the way to solve this problem is to let them be made before they pay. And what have they paid already? Can we salvage them as Edom? Can we solve the problem? Can we let them be made even they already paid? So Rabbi Yonah said, yes. The Rashba said, no, because of Secher Edom considerations. And Rabbi Asher of Mishum, the Ritvon Kedushim, say no, because it's the Psul Diyaraisa of Chilas of Psul. So Rabbi said, hopefully what we accomplished in this Sugya, as we saw, that this small Shachmata in the Gemara, Hani Nogim Be'edus, what's Pshan the Nogim Be'edus? Why the Nogim Be'edus? What happened to the Migo? Different Mahalcha, Migo Be'edim, not Migo Be'edim. Is it a good Migo? Not a good Migo. That was the first half of the Kash, the Sugya. And the second of the Sugya we focus on today is the final answers of the Gemara. So how do we create a case which is not Nageya, that they didn't pay yet? They didn't pay was the Chazacha. Well, they did pay, can they return the money? So much of the Sugya, so much of the details of the Sugya, all are working with the assumption that we know the ABCs of Nageya B'Dover. If we wouldn't have spent the time at the beginning of the week on the Ravid and the Rimikash and the Ktsais and the Rabin Lev just to understand the mechanics, the ABCs of what the Psul Nageya B'Dover is, so we would have been lost. We would have read the words, yeah, it's cute, okay, you know, the Ravid says very nice, it's not Nageya, yes, Nageya, yeah, Migo, no Migo, it wouldn't have meant anything. But if we have the understanding, we have the background, we can look at Baba Basra of Testament Aleph through the lens of Ksubas Daf Yechas, Baba Basra Daf Mem Gimel, Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chav Ches, Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. If we can look at Baba Basra knowing all this background information, the Daf becomes a totally different subject. Mamish, everything becomes Mamish, hopefully clear as day.
So how does Ben
Osho understand what he did? Also, how does he understand? He clearly does not understand this all, he understands it. Hashis is b'chashash b'shach, we don't have any other idea, and it becomes difficult to tackle. Why is it found in Chilas of Psul? Unless he has some other understanding of the Gemara that we don't know about.
Can we have any other problem? What? Can it be Adam Karovat and this Stam Karov?
Well, the problem is that Baldovar, who is the ultimate Karov, he's the ultimate Karov, and therefore he's not Aid. So it's very hard to say. No, Gabadov is a Karov, but he's not quite the Baldovar. It's hard to understand.
Well, I don't see it as so hard. I mean, the fact that a Baldover can't be an aid is because in the process of bathing, there are certain people who have one role and certain people who have another role. Then of Karov is an independent.
So you're saying Nogea is Mamish the Psul of Karov, and therefore he's an eight apostle, and therefore he's such a person. Maybe. Did you find him at Fano?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can
you read that line from Rabbeinu Asher?
Yeah. So he just says the faint tears around Rabbeinu Asher. But okay. He could attach like Kevin Hani Aiding Lum, Usle El Mishun, the Gias Aidus.
Okay, got it. Okay, good.
Yeah, this
is scary
for
Shabbat Watch. He
just says that he says
the same thing. Okay, the Anan, Ba'inan, Edis, Chilosom, Besofa, Bekashris. Hukur Hosom, Kol Kamet, Losliku, Nafshayu, that's Bem Gibel, Harem Kibnea, Yer, Ubali, Dover, Ninu, below Edim Klau, right? Ukhid Yamina, and Bemakis, Rove, Yatzel, Nurve, Yatzel, Bemakav, Dover, Kosom, Bedaber, that's who's he referring to? He's quoting the Ravid, right? Right, the Gravis Prada Machis. Umechislik when Avshayu have laid them. Bahavalut Chilasas of Makashas. Val Hocha, Mekame the Lifterinu, Loive, he's talking about Bishmem Gim, it's the same thing. Einam Bali Dov Lagavi Malve, Ella Eidim, Bahavalu, who know him the Eidas, who passed the leg. The Chipachrinu Lova Hashka, this Kashu of Chilas of the Passos, the Sofa of the Kashas, the Chain Tirits of Enu Ashib Rabbi Mishon. Did he say it? Black on white, right? Okay, back on board. Okay, good. Okay. Thursday. Any questions? Yeah.
Yeah. But we said that he can't give back the money because it's like he's paying them for testimony. They're only going to give the money to him if he wins the din Torah.
So you mean it's not really being sold to them because they're going to give the money right back to him?
Well, either they're going to give it. They're not only giving
yeah.
it back.
So the Rashba elaborates upon that. The Rashba says that right now, when the money is in limbo, they gave the money. These Edom already gave up the money, and they don't know who's going to win this case. So they're shaking that they're going to be laid out 3 years worth of rent, not knowing what happened to it. By them getting the money returned to them, that in and of itself is a taifa. Even though at the end of the day, they're going to give that money right back to the guy, because when they lose, when the Moxic wins, they're going to have to pay the rent. Right? But just the fact that they are certain now they're not going to be losing the money, still have to pay rent twice, that in of itself is a toivah. That's the Sechiris Eidim. Okay?
It's not like they own
Right, no, right. So now they owe him something. He bent over backwards to give him the money back, and now they owe him a toiv in advance. That's the change. That's the sechir. Okay. Now, seriously, when you get a chance, look, if you look at the Rambam, Gimel Beis, and Kedushin, you really get a lot of enough.